So when you look at these data and talk to patients about this, from your point of view, is the benefit of the endocrine therapy and chemotherapy in your mind the same?
I think they're comparable when you look at it. And the trade-offs become side effect issues, duration of therapy. And if I may say this, when I counsel my patients, so as I mentioned, I only counsel patients with high volume disease with regard to the option of chemo versus the option of AR-targeted drug. And interestingly, the verdict from the patient is 50-50. Patient preferences is not entirely always for a pill that can be given indefinitely. There are patients who look at it and decide, you know what, I'd rather just get done with the treatment. And mind you, this is a factor we probably should also discuss. There is the cost factor. And oral therapy can be also expensive. And so different factors kind of go into this process. And in the high volume patients, when I counsel them, it's 50-50.
You know, I've heard that consistently from investigators, and it's always so hard for me to believe. You know, the cost thing, that could make some sense, but I hear this thing about it being the duration of treatment. I think about, ibrutinib and these drugs that people take for long periods of time, and really, I wonder whether chemo sounds stronger or something to the patient. Or do you think it's really the difference in duration? I mean, taking a pill?
I think, remember, no pill is a panacea. And these men, generally, I would say they're older. They have other comorbidities. And on top of it, they are with their comorbidities, cardiovascular, diabetes, other issues. And also, what I tend to do is print for them patient-friendly language of the side effects. I never actually have them make a decision right there in the office. And generally, we explain everything, we go over everything, give them the option. And when a patient says to me, but what would you prefer? And I say, Mr. So-and-so, the fact that I gave you these two choices is because I think they're both reasonable. So it's going to be a matter of your preference there. And a lot of the patients, actually, when they go home, read about the different issues and come back, they would rather just get done with it. And I think that's, to me, what the explanation for choosing the chemotherapy.